Tuesday, we were down at the Court of Appeal office waiting for our lawyers to pick up the judgment.
Michael Leshner and his partner Michael Stark are one of nine same-sex couples in Ontario who sued the Canadian government for the right to marry.
A clerk stood at the desk and
Martha McCarthy is Michael's lawyer.
Ripped open the envelope and flipped to the back page to see what the remedy was.
And about 1 minute after the judgment, one of our lawyers started screaming, "The judgment's effective immediately, you can get married." And then I started singing for the press, "Ding dong, get me to the church on time, and I'm getting married in the morning."
The remedy simply said at the end, "The city clerk shall start issuing licenses immediately, today." Then the scene was of yelling and crying and hugging and, you know, everybody kissed everybody else of the 40 of us who were there.
On June 10th, the Ontario Court of Appeal ruled that Canada's ban on same-sex marriage violates queers' constitutional rights to equality based on sexual orientation. The court went on to say that discriminating against queers in marriage cannot be justified by the government and ordered Canada to begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples immediately. The Ontario Court of Appeal is the fourth court in three provinces to issue a ruling in favor of same-sex marriage, but it's the first court to tell queers that they can marry right now. And at 2:30 on June 10th, Canada's first civil marriage between a same-sex couple took place. The winners of the proverbial queer race to the altar were Michael Leshner and Michael Stark. They had applied for a marriage license in 1999, but the response to their request was placed on hold while the City of Toronto went to court to find out if same-sex couples could marry. When they went back to City Hall on June 10th, their license was there waiting for them. Then, Leshner, who was a Crown attorney in Toronto, arranged for a high-profile judge he knew to marry him and his partner that afternoon. He says that notwithstanding the dozens of camera crews and media surrounding them, the moment could not have been more special.
We were giddy, absolutely elated, exhilarated with happiness. We had people in the courthouse, from janitors to judges, watching us, knowing that this was so too many years in the making, and it was wonderful just the moment having janitors and cleaning staff and judges and Michael and I and my 90-year-old mother and a Superior Court justice all acting as one. It was the perfect wedding.
It was brief.
Lawyer Martha McCarthy attended the ceremony.
Very familiar sounding in terms of, do you repeat after me, I, Michael, take you, Michael, to be my lawfully wedded spouse. But there's such power in the moment, both in hearing the words that are so familiar and in knowing that this is, you know, such a historic moment. It was really fantastic.
We're just so filled with gratitude that we were allowed, after so many years of the personal struggle and the frustrations and the tears and the anger, to be the first ones to represent what we had been fighting for too many years in a long, lonely struggle. We are happily, happily married. We're going into our 23rd year. If you're gay and in love and you want to get married, come to Ontario.
Ontario has no citizenship or residency requirement governing who can marry in the province. Any couple who wishes to obtain a marriage license from the Toronto City Clerk's office must send at least one member of the couple to apply in person and must show ID proving they are 18 years or older. The cost of the license is $110 Canadian. If either member of the couple has been previously married outside of Canada, they should contact the City Clerk's office for information on the detailed documentation that must be provided with the application. And one other thing you should know if you're planning to marry in Ontario, the court changed Canada's marriage law to remove references to opposite-sex couples, but Canada's divorce law has not been changed. So if you marry in Canada, at least for now, it really is till death do you part.